Hello and welcome back. In the last module, we spent time going over JavaScript to add interactivity to your web page. We looked at validating input from a user as well as adding HTML content using code. Web pages made with HTML and CSS display static content. They don't need to respond to user actions like clicking a mouse or typing a key. JavaScript and jQuery are used to make web pages interactive. In this module, we will cover the following topics. First, we will learn about jQuery. What is it and why do we use it? Next, we will teach you some basic jQuery functions to manipulate the content on your page. After that, we will teach you about APIs or application programming interfaces. Finally, we will end the lesson by showing you how to send information to and receive information from APIs. What is jQuery? jQuery is a set of JavaScript functions code that allow you to interact with your content in a very simple way. It removes a lot of the complexity of working with your web page so that you can focus on the content and less on the code. So, in a nutshell, it's a way for you to do JavaScript, but it simplifies that interaction for you so that it's just easier to write the code. So, let's go ahead and get started with jQuery on your web page. So the first thing we want to do is we're going to go back to the Azure portal and we're going to load up our editor. So if I go to my browser here, I'm just going to go back to portal.azure.com. Once there, it automatically detected the account I was using, so I'm going to go to that account. I'm going to put in my password. I'll check the keep me signed in. I'll sign in. And now from our last lessons, we have our editor pinned right here. So when this loads up, I'm going to go ahead and click this. And then I'll click the browse button. And this will bring me to the online editor. And then from here, this should all look familiar, so let me go ahead and hit run over here on the left-hand side, and we should get our little website pop up, and there it is. And again, where we left off last time is with just this little validation here, so I'm going to hit the one, okay, and everything's still working. Okay, so I see everything's working here. So what I want to do is we want to add jQuery to our web page, and then we'll look at what it can do. So the way I do that is if we go to our exercise file, and the first block of code, this line right here is what references the jQuery and what adds it to our page. Just like with Bootstrap, we're going to be calling it from or directly from jQuery.com, in this case, a content delivery network. So I'm going to highlight this line of code right here. I'm going to copy it, and I'm going to paste that line of code just above my appcode.css or appcode.js. So again, very important, you paste this line of code above appcode.js. Now that we have jQuery referenced in our web page, we can start to simplify our JavaScript. So I want to go ahead and let's open our appcode.js. And if you remember, in the last module, we added content to our page when the number was invalid. As a reminder, this is the code right here. Again, so if someone enters a number between 1 and 10, it shows the number is good. If they enter a number that is not between 1 and 10, we get number was expected to be between 1 and 10. With jQuery, we can simplify the lines that use this document.getElementById and use the jQuery function, which is the $ID. The function does things a little differently, but let me show you how the new code looks. And again, I'm going to go to the exercise file and I'm going to scroll down, and the new function is down here. So what I'll do first is let me just actually copy the function, and I'll copy this entire thing, and I'm going to go back to my appcode.js, and I'm going to highlight the current check number function. We'll delete that, and then I'm going to paste in the new one. So notice we have something new on our code, the dollar sign. This is actually a special variable that was loaded with all of the functions defined in the jQuery library that we loaded. Next, inside of the parentheses, we use the same approach that we use in CSS for selecting an HTML element. So we use hashtag for an ID and period for a class. So again, in this case, I'm saying I want to grab the value of the item with the ID of small number. If I wanted to grab the value of something with a class, I could put a period right there. But in this case, we're going to use the hashtag. One important thing to keep in mind is that if you are going to use jQuery, you want to do everything in jQuery. You don't want to mix doing some jQuery and some regular JavaScript. So example right here, where we have a document.getElementById, normally we'd go back and we'd replace that with the jQuery version. So let's do this. Let's click the run icon in the left column and let's load the page. And let's make sure the page still runs using the new code just like it used to before. So I'll hit a number 5. Number is good. Great. And then let me do a number 15. Number was expected between 1 and 10. So again, using jQuery, we were able to slightly simplify the code and make it read a little bit better. Now what we want to do is we want to get content from another website. You just saw an example of how jQuery can simplify your code. Now we're going to use a very useful function for calling out to other websites. There is lots of great information on the internet that we can take advantage of. Programmers expose this information through what's called an API or Application Programming Interface. Some examples might be Facebook or Twitter, to where they have APIs to where you can search for tweets based around a certain hashtag or certain usernames, and then based on that data you receive, you can then do things on your web page. So for example, you might build something that reaches out to the Twitter API and looks for anyone that posts the hashtag now playing and brings back the information so you can have a website showing the music people are playing currently. Again, that's just one of many examples. So sometimes you'll get this information for free and sometimes you'll have to sign up and pay a fee. Again, it depends on the website and the information. Everything from weather to mapping to sending text messages to a phone to stock market prices, you name it, there's probably an API for it. In this section, we have a very simple API setup to call and get an image from the web. So the first thing we need to do is we're going to create a placeholder for that image. So to do this, let's go back to index.html and we're going to go to the content around the contact information. So let me scroll down to the bottom where we have the contact information. Okay, we got it right here. And we're going to take the center 6 grid section and change it to be 5 columns and a 1 column div. And next we're going to add a paragraph tag to the div. Now don't worry, again, in the example file, if you scroll down, this is the code we're talking about right here. So what I'm going to do again is I'm going to highlight this entire piece. I'm going to go ahead and copy it. And then I'm going to go to my current area here and I copied from div to div. I'll delete it and I'll paste in my new code. Now we need to add some JavaScript to our appcode.js file. In this script, we are defining a function called getAPIBadge that points to an API running in Microsoft Azure. We are going to use jQuery to post data to the API. And post means we're going to send data to the API. So let's copy the code from the exercise file. So this is the code right here, function getAPIBadge. So I'm going to highlight this function. I'm going to copy it. And I'm going to go to my appcode.js. And at the end of it, I'm going to paste that code in. And in this code, do me a favor. Go ahead and let's modify the code. Make sure to put your school name, your zip code, and we'll leave the level as beginner. Because what we're going to do is we're going to keep track of what schools are actually getting you know, what schools are actually getting this far and completing this course. So I'm going to put Joe's Choose to Code. And the zip code, I'll put 33062. Now, finally, we have to tell the web page to even load this new code when the web page loads. So do we remember how to do this? Pretty easy, right? We have to add a call to this get API badge in our onload function. So again, real simply, all I'm going to do is I'm going to copy the name of the function, which is right here. So get API badge. And I'm going to paste it right there and make sure to put a semicolon at the end. So now, if I did everything right, when I save and load the page, we should get a nice little badge showing that we've successfully called the API and we successfully completed the course. So let me go and hit run. Let me scroll to the bottom and there we go. JavaScript API complete. Now, if you're not seeing this code, make sure to go back to the exercise file. Make sure you copied that function API badge correctly. Make sure you didn't delete these quotes when adding your school name or the zip code. And then again, most importantly, make sure you put that get API badge in the onload function. So congratulations. You've completed this module and called an API on another web page to pull data into your website. Again, there are many other APIs that you can investigate and take advantage of. Almost all common APIs have simple projects to help you get started with integration into your own website. I recommend you go out on the web, search for some free APIs on websites that interest you, and see the type of fun stuff you can build. So with this, we've now completed our beginner course for Choose to Code. I hope that you've learned a little bit about HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and jQuery, and will continue to learn how to code and do some more fun projects in the future. Have a wonderful day.